So this week's mindset exercise is actually broken into two parts, one part mindset, one part strategy. We're going to start with mindset, and I just want you to dive in to a little bit of visualization. We want to get to the core of what you're loving most about what you're doing now and how you want to feel going into this new chapter of becoming the go-to gal. So grab a sheet of paper. And I want you to sketch out or maybe even pull up your calendar or your journal, wherever you keep your schedule for what you're doing. If you want to look at your Google Calendar or a notebook, something like that. And I want you to kind of go through your week. Now, you may just have this mentally in your head, or you may want to actually go through and look at what your appointments and things on your calendar. But I want you to go through your week and just take a note of what are the activities that you're doing, whether they're related to client work or it's time with your family or it's going to the gym or running errands or a dinner out with girlfriends. I want you to kind of go through what goes on during the course of a week where you feel at your very, very best. Take a note of what those activities are. And I want you to go a step further and really ask yourself, why do I feel at my best in those moments? What do I feel during those times? Do you feel creative, loved, inspired, fierce, badass, motivated, on fire, anything, right? There's no right or wrong here, but I want you to kind of go through what are those times during the week and maybe think back. Maybe some of these things don't happen every week. So think about a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, if there was something on your calendar that really lit you up, that you wish you were doing more often. What I really want you to tap into here is, what are those moments where you are at your very best and you're feeling at your very best? And then we want to assign some words to them as, how are you feeling in those moments? Because these are clues for us of how you want to feel. And as we're going to create some new offers and refine your branding and work on your mindset and put yourself out there in a bigger way, I want you to feel really good about the business that you have, about the way you're spending your days. Because if you don't, if you dread your days, then it's going to be really hard to grow, because that's when adding more clients and making more money means more stress and more overwhelm and more procrastination if we don't like what we're doing, right? So I really want you to think about, what are those moments where you are feeling the best throughout the week, and what are those feelings? This is all going to help you play into the next strategy exercise, but get out a sheet of paper, write it out. You might have one word. There might be one feeling that encompasses everything. You might have 10 words. That's okay. No right or wrong here. I just want you to get clarity on the different feelings that you want to have to really have your best week.